By God, if you're a real alcoholic, there are certain things that you must hear in order to survive this disease. If you're not, all the other peripheral stuff in the world might help you stay sober. Everybody in AA is not alcoholic. But let's find out. You see, because if you're the real McCoy, if you're properly diagnosed, there is only one solution for you. What did the book say? The book said God could and would if he were sought. Turn to page 20. Moderate drinkers have little trouble in giving up liquor entirely if they have good reason for it. They can take it or leave it alone. Then we have a certain type of hard drinker. He may have had the habit badly enough to gradually impair himself physically and mentally. It may cause this buckaroo to die a few years before their time. But here it is. If a sufficient strong reason comes along, ill health, falling in love, change in environment, or warning from a doctor becomes operative, this man or woman can also stop or moderate, although they may find it difficult and troublesome, may even need medical attention. Hard drinker. Given sufficient reason, it's affecting your health, can you stop? You know what stop means, folks? What's the next sentence say? But what about the real alcoholic? See, folks, as long as we've got real alcoholics in this world, as long as we've got real addicts in this world, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing here. I'm going to keep splitting the hairs with this business so that we understand that we can recover from this thing. But as long as there's people out here like the real alcoholic, we're going to keep talking about this because we need to understand it. There is hope. There is absolute hope for us. God, I wish somebody in 1979 had told me that. They said, keep coming back. It works. And I did for 8 years and nearly died. Nobody said, it ain't about meetings. It's about working the steps so that you can have your spiritual experience. The steps are a path to God, folks. It's not a self-help program. Let's read this paragraph. But what about the real alcoholic? He may or may not become a continuous hard drinker, but at some stage of his drinking career, he begins to lose all control of his consumption once he starts. Follow me? Folks, this is what a real alcoholic is. You can substitute the word drugs in here. This is what a real drug addict is. It's about control and choice, and that's it. Period. End of statement. It's what the book says on dozens of pages. It's about control and choice. It has got nothing to do with your drama. I don't care how many penitentiaries you've been in. That's not why you're an alcoholic. We could sit here right now and say, all of you be therapists today, and I'll be the drunk, and you're going to diagnose me with alcoholism. And I'm going to give you a little information, and I'm going to say, okay, I'm here to see you. I've just had my second DWI, and my wife and I are fixing to get a divorce. Have I given you enough information to diagnose me with alcoholism? But you see, a lot of us in the fellowship need to know this. A lot of therapists would say, absolutely, he's an alcoholic. But you see, that's not what the book said. What you need to do is start asking me two key questions, exactly what the book asked me. When I'm drinking, can I guarantee you every time that I can control how much I'm going to drink? Look at your experience, folks. Look at the truth based on your experience. No. I can sometimes. Okay. Can you guarantee me you can control it every time? No. Okay. That means you have the phenomenon of craving that the doctor's opinion talks about. Now then, if given sufficient reason, you can quit on your own. You're not one of us. Nowhere in the book does it say you got to go to prison or have DWIs or get in fights or rob liquor stores or black out or piss your pants or do anything else. No, nowhere in there. But in the first 164 pages, it just talks about control and choice. And if you're one of us, folks, it will never get any better. It's a progressive illness and it will get worse and you will eventually die from it. It's like a death sentence sticking around your neck. Nothing is going to change me around the drinking unless it's by God. Now that's what the book says. This is not Chris Raymer's opinion. This has got nothing to do with therapy. This has got nothing to do with process group. This has got to do with a relationship with God. Period. End of statement. That's what Bill Wilson said. That's what Dr. Bob. That's the combined experience of the first 100. You will have a spiritual experience if you're an alcoholic or an addict, or you will drink again.